Noah, you know, it's that old man meets God, God says build a boat story from the Bible.
This all belongs to me. This land, this forest, that stronghold of yours. Did you really think you could protect yourself from me in that?
It's not protection from you.
Then what is it?
An ark. To hold the innocent when the Creator sends his deluge to wipe out the wicked from this world.
This weekend, the big water story Noah hits the big screen. Russell Crowe, that gladiator, gets a chance to captain a larger boat than he did in Master and Commander. And this film is expected to do better than both of those. It's got the Bible going for it, right? Lately, Sunday school has been taking over the weekend. Have you noticed? Noah is the second big biblical film in the past few weeks. Last month, Son of God was released, produced by Mark Burnett, the creator of Survivor. Gotta love that, right? There are more Bible picks to come this year. Hollywood loves the Bible. Not so much the begats and discussions of which foods to avoid, but the more exciting bits. Floods, fires, crucifixions, plagues of frogs, evil Romans. Hollywood goes nuts for that kind of stuff. A good thing? Not so much. Heresy? Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Krista Tippett, the host of On Being, both say that Hollywood's major mistake is when it loses sight of the story and tries to get the Bible right on screen.
I'm afraid to say that what is accomplished every time is that they take stories which are rich with nuance and meaning between the lines and make them more literal and more flat than they in fact are in the biblical text.
Rafer, is Hollywood of today going for a kind of special effects, get closer to Jesus, get closer to God, kind of hyper-realistic sort of experience? Or is there something about the big ideas of the Bible that attracts Hollywood?
I think it depends on what movie you're talking about. The two that we're seeing now are very different. Son of God is a very literal, straightforward interpretation of the story of Jesus. It was made by committee. You know, essentially they ran the text of the script and everything by religious leaders and by the Anti-Defamation League, by everyone, to make sure that they weren't going to offend anyone and it was going to be safe by the book version of
Sounds
the Jesus story.
Really entertaining.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
But it has done well at the box office. But I think Noah is going to be a very different case. One thing that's caused a lot of controversy around the film is that people feel that maybe it's taking too many liberties with the biblical text and perhaps being too interpretive. So, you know, we'll see how it plays.
But isn't there an attraction to the Noah story like there was to the Ten Commandments? You know, you create this parting of the Red Sea thing. I mean, Otto Preminger and those big directors of the golden age of Hollywood couldn't resist the Bible.
Sure. I think when you're talking about the Old Testament, you always want spectacle. And I think Noah is going to deliver on that. What it looks like so far is something like an action fantasy with kind of otherworldly type creatures. Clearly, the flood scenes look very spectacular. The ark itself looks pretty amazing. So I think they're definitely going for that kind of old school spectacle, at least in some way.
So what would you say, Krista, Hollywood is after when they go for the Bible? Are they just recycling another kind of, you know, fertile field of content? Or do they have a bigger mission in the experiences you've had seeing biblical-based movies?
I think what Hollywood goes for, and I really don't want to question anybody's motivations, I think the motivations are probably all across the board, including really honorable and really wanting to honor the text. But the truth is, it is absolutely interpretive. For example, just for starters, if you take the story of Noah, there is no dialogue. Noah does not say a single word in the entire story. So just in the act of creating words, it is interpreted and in some ways framed and narrowed the story according to somebody's vision.
What about Passion of the Christ, which is 10 years old? Mel Gibson, you know, controversy that attracted, you know, fueled weeks of programming on Fox News. And did the whole Jesus was killed by the Jews story. Where does that stand in all these other movies that we've been talking about, Krista?
Jesus was a Jew, right? And a lot of what's going on in the biblical story and in the New Testament is about this very complicated relationship between Jews and Judaism and Jesus and this new faith that's emerging. But in the act of extracting the characters and the narrative to make it into a movie, you just can't preserve that kind of nuance and that kind of tension behind the scenes. So I'm not saying it can be a good movie. I mean, I honestly don't think that the Bible is a safe text. So I would say a movie that's not completely safe is probably somewhat more faithful to the spirit of the text than something that's safe.
You know, I think some of the best movies about the Bible take some of the little stories, like Barabbas, for instance, part of the Easter story, or The Robe, which is a kind of apocryphal story, but it is pieced together with stuff related to Easter. Do you have any favorites?
I'm not a big Bible story movie person. I would love to see some good TV about biblical stories, you know, because TV is becoming the medium where you can really do character development and the kind of hero, anti-hero, you know, telling life as it is and not how we want it to be, which is what movies give us, what we want life to be. But TV is getting good at telling life as it is.
Jerusalem Abbey, Homeland, the Galilee stories. What are your favorites, Schaefer?
I would have to go, reaching quite a ways back, I would have to go with Jesus Christ Superstar, which I really thought was a really interesting interpretation of the Jesus story. And somehow, I don't remember a great deal of controversy over that. I don't quite know why. You would think it would be a little heretical, but it seemed to please people. And I think it got to the heart of Jesus as a cult of personality. I really loved that movie.
What do you make?
I did too.
What about a movie like Ghost? Is that getting into some sort of territory that's quasi-religious, or is that just pure kind of tabloid crap?
I mean, I think the supernatural, the idea of the afterlife seems really powerful and very reassuring to people. I think people like the idea of a heaven and a hell. Remember, there was both a heaven and a hell in Ghost. That's kind of important.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think people like that. There's a movie coming out soon called Heaven Is For Real, based on a true story of a little boy who goes into emergency surgery, dies briefly, and comes back knowing all these things he couldn't possibly know because he has been to heaven and seen God. We'll see how that film plays out as well.
But... And I suspect, Krista, Resurrection on ABC is not, finding its way into your DNA.
Actually, it's on my list and I haven't watched it yet. But I'll tell you, you know, some shows that I really love are like Alan Ball's shows, True Blood, 6 Feet Under. Now, those are not about biblical stories. And, you know, I do have a certain liking for vampires. But the thing is, those kinds of shows also take on mortality. And they do it in a dramatic way that in some ways is, you know, is imaginative and more like what the Bible does with things in some ways. But also they take on spiritual things, I think, about the other, right, and how we relate to difference.
Well, I'm thinking here, if you took Game of Thrones and combined it with Kung Fu, you could do the Divine Comedy, you know, two guys wandering through Inferno.
There's your tagline for the poster right there.
Oh, man. Well, Noah will have to sit in that pantheon as we think about the movies that are literally related to the Bible. Krista Tippett, host of On Being, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
And Schaefer Guzman, don't get on any arcs in the rain, okay, buddy?
I'll try not to. Thank you.
Schaefer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Krista Tippett loves vampires. Are we burying the lead? Wade in the water, as the Bible says. We'll leave you with one of your favorite bodies of water.
Bill Wick from Fort Worth, Texas. My favorite body of water, that's Lake Ray Hubbard. It was the closest body of water to where I lived during some of my best teenage years, but most importantly, it was the site of my very first overnight campout with no adults. It was just me and four buddies from school.
Your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.